I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag. United States of America.
Republic of America. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Might be some new rule walking online.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the December 21st, 2021 Board Supervisors Meeting and the last one this year. And before I forget it, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I'm sure the other two also feel the same way.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Moving on to, any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none. You two don't have any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, payroll deputy.
Things are busy as normal, just trying to tie things up at the end of the year, so. Nothing new to report.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kevin Van Denning, county sheriff.
Good morning. Things are going well at the sheriff's office. I'm still a little bit of thunder from Doug, but we're, our jail population's down to 63. We have one out of county. We've talked about this a lot in the last several months, but that's really good for us, as we've seen those numbers decline, and along with that, that correlates to our crime rates as we look at those numbers, as we start reporting those. I think it's a testament countywide to the work that's going on with all of law enforcement together and reducing that. That's a good thing for all of our citizens. And a lot of that has to do with the support from this board and putting law enforcement out there, the positions you've allowed us to have, and we just appreciate that support. I think it's a good thing countywide. So we have some promotions. You'll see that we have 8 personnel actions coming over today. One of those is our new chief deputy. As Brett retires, we're going to certainly miss him. Irreplaceable, but we'll do our best. And Chad McCune, who's our current lieutenant, is going to be moving to chief deputy. So you'll see him a lot more involved in board meetings and whatnot. So I just wanted to have him come over. Most everybody knows him, but he'll be taking the position of chief deputy. Along with that, Brad Siegfried, who's a current sergeant, will be moving to lieutenant. And Dave Hamma, who's a deputy of about 18 years, is going to be moving to sergeant. So kind of just guys moving up the line and moving into other positions. So we saw 2 of our new hires graduate the Law Enforcement Academy last week, and they started their FTO program immediately. One started the very next day, and one started yesterday. So they're off in training. And then we have another new hire that you have a personnel action that will be starting on the 28th. So I won't have a chance to introduce him to the board before he goes to the academy, but he'll start next week.
Okay, great. And we appreciate everything you do for the citizens of Illinois County, too.
Absolutely. It's a countywide effort. It's yeah. Everybody, and it's the proactive work that's happening, and I think it just benefits everybody. We appreciate the support. It's the relationships that everybody's building with the community and those efforts, and I think it's really starting to work out.
Jim?
Yes.
Can I respond to Kevin a minute? And I do appreciate, we all appreciate the effort that everybody's made. But I would like to say thank on behalf of the board. I don't think it hurt anything when we threatened Doug with having to house part of that overflow in his own house. I think it started going down a little bit then.
Oh, I didn't realize you were kidding about that.
You weren't.
I think the efforts in management at the jail, as well as the county attorney's office and the work that's happening there, I think has really helped out. So it's a combined effort.
Oh, thank you. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, Kevin. Terry Johnson.
Hey, KG.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to say to you, you don't got to get funky about it. We were just asking a question, dude.
I'll keep that down. Sorry about that.
Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. Just still plugging away on, got one more step done in the redistricting, reprecincting, because obviously the city of Burlington passed their ordinance last night, which I have to address part of that in our ordinance for the new precincts and everything. So I'll send that advertisement to the papers and get that legal notice in the papers so that we can have our two public hearings in January, because it has, everything has to be done probably on the 11th when it's the second hearing, and most likely you will waive the third one because it has to be approved by the state. It goes into effect January the 15th. Okay. With COVID and the census being put off and everything, it's really delayed a lot of this, so. But we've been working away on that one, and still working away on the RFP for the relocation of the Department of Human Services offices. So that hopefully will be on your agenda on the 4th. So your guys will have a busy agenda on the 4th.
Pretty busy today too, really.
Oh yeah, it is. So that's it.
Okay, thanks, Terry. Lisa Schaefer, County Attorney.
Going well. We do have an agenda item. Our new attorney is starting right after the holiday. Her name is Terry Quartucci. She has been in prosecution for the last several years in Henry County, currently in Wapello County, finishing up there. So we're really glad to have her aboard, and we'll finally be at full staff, I think, for the first time in my tenure. And she's local to the area. She lives in Mount Pleasant, so we would anticipate her to be a long-term addition, not a fly-by-night, but sometimes in our particular area of law, we get a lot of people who graduate from law school, put in 3 or 4 years just to get their trial experience so they know they can sell that to a big firm that pays 3 times what we do. So Terry is committed to prosecution and to the area, so we expect her to be around for a while. I've known her for years. She's going to be a great addition, and as have most of the attorneys. So we're looking really forward to having her. Otherwise, we have at least 3 jury trials going in the month of January. One is specially set. It was a continued from this past month, but this will be the final stretch of the COVID waivers. So Chris and I and Colin, we're all just busy trying to resolve cases that we can, and see what we can get tried in that short amount of time.
Good.
So we're staying busy over the holiday weeks.
There you go. Thanks, Lisa. Jared Lassiter, Chelsea Star Regional Planner.
Good morning. For land use, we have one item on the agenda. Apart from that, I just keep them busy as normal. Anything else to add?
Thank you. Janelle, Nellie Longquist, what have you got going on down at the treasurer's office?
We're busy, like normal, but I really have nothing new to report.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ken Heidman, Seal Region.
Good morning. We're staying busy. We had a management team meeting all last Friday, and we talked about budgets, and we're going to have some more talks with Cheryl and Terry about budgets at 10:30 today. So I've got some people from the region coming over, and we're just going to talk about all these changes due to the new legislation and everything. But that's about all we have for right now.
Thanks for the article you sent. That was a good read. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
How is everything down at the recorder's office, Natalie?
It's going well, Jim. We've just had some more foot traffic with the off-highway vehicles expiring December 31st, which we will be closed. So they have till December 30th to avoid the expiration and the $5 penalty. We were able to get lots of email addresses from those registrations over the past year. So we worked on sending out email notices, which I think customers appreciate it. So
that'll help you quite a little bit, probably.
Yep. Yeah. Otherwise, an agenda item, and we're looking forward to starting on that project.
Okay, thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Still getting stuff done. A lot of stuff behind the scenes in the office, but still doing some ditching. Got the shouldering machine running up towards Yarmouth now, and kind of working on budget. And so, plenty going on, but. Still taking advantage of the weather. So.
Thank you. Yep. Man, that was short.
Kevin took quite a bit.
I can't believe it.
Don't prod him.
Doug hasn't gone yet.
That's true.
Bobby, Blaisner, maintenance?
Good morning, just keeping busy, kind of working on budget. Just got a lot of things going on, so I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and New Year's. That's all I have today, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Chris Poyweller, Public Health.
Good morning, we're also continuing to keep busy, continue on with COVID vaccines in our office. Currently, the percentage for COVID positive for our county is at 9%. For the last 7 days, but it's 58 cases. So again, sometimes that percentage looks a little higher compared to the cases, but that's really all we have going on.
Thank you. Doug, do you have anything to add on the jail?
Good morning. I do, actually, just a very little bit. As Sheriff said, our population's at 63. We have one out of county. That's just due to a conflict, staffing conflict. With that person, so they're down in Lee County. We do have 5 awaiting to go to prison. However, they're not taking anybody before Christmas, so it'll be that week after Christmas. We also have another 5 waiting to go to the residential facility. I think 2 of them are gonna go today. So hopefully we go down a little bit more here and hopefully in the upcoming week or so.
Thank you, Doug. Chad, do you have anything to add to?
I don't have a single thing to add.
We might as well just get started right away. See? Thank you. Angie, how's the safety?
Everything's going good. We're just keeping busy. Want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and congratulations to all our guys that got the promotions at the Sheriff's Department. They do a great job, so that's really all I got.
I see Chris Lee sneaking in here. How's everything conservation, Chris?
I'm good. Deer season, the shotgun season wrapped up this last weekend. So there should be a few less folks running around out in the woods. And then we're just kind of moving into winter mode. We got to notice we did not get our fish habitat grant that we had applied for to build a couple new sediment ponds there at Big Hollow. There was a big grant application came in from Keokuk County that took all the money. We'll reapply again next year. That'll actually work out a little bit better because we'll have that watershed plan fully approved and established, and so we'll be able to count this towards the reductions that we're shooting for on that one. So that'll work out great. Otherwise, just kind of keeping on. I think the guys are going to try to burn this afternoon. I'm not exactly sure where, possibly maybe down to Stars Cave, but I'm not sure. We're still trying to get our timber burns knocked out for the year. Had a pretty good early winter, and we were avoiding being out there during deer season. So,
well, I heard we're supposed to get 30-mile-hour gusts today. That might not be a good day to be burned.
They'll shut that down then. Yeah. And that's the thing. You look at the weather yesterday that was supposed to be for today, and then they change it first thing in the morning. Yeah. So they watch that up to the hour that they get ready to burn, and they adjust from there. Then I think we are going to have a work session with my board next week to discuss budget some more. So we're just I'm still waiting to hear from a couple to see if they're available because of the holidays and everything. But once I get that confirmation, we'll get that notice out to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
You miss anybody? Colin.
That's not good. You're
looking right at him and asking if you missed anybody, and he didn't even say a word.
I really don't got anything new to report, so we're just keeping busy like always. So
okay.
That's about it.
Well, good. You're doing a good job in the IT. We appreciate that. I'm sure these people out here do too. Okay, do we have any correspondence? I have none. Do you do? Gentlemen, have any correspondence?
I don't. I have none. Thanks for asking.
Moving on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable in the amount of $1,261,322.23.
Motion to approve. Second.
Sarah?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a contract between the county for a medical examiner.
you don't have to do that.
Can we waive the read this?
Yeah, this is the one. This is Dr. Wooster that was appointed last week.
This is for Dr. Megan Wooster for the medical examiner. Do we have any comments on that, gentlemen?
Move we approve. I'll second that. This is the, we approved that appointment last week, and we just had her signed copy of the contract. So the county's happy to have medical examiners.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. I don't think we stamp these, do we? I think these just have to be signed by you and Tom.
I can't remember if we did the stamp, approval stamp on it.
I thought.
Just mark it on the back, the approval stamp, and then we'll have Tom sign it. Or you can sign it, either one.
No, we'll have Tom sign it. Right here. Terry, Tom and Terry. Okay. Approval of the official newspapers for 2022. Okay, gentlemen. The Burlington Hawkeye newspaper is defined in section 618.3c, published in the Des Moines County. I respectfully request that it be selected or designated by the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County, Iowa, an official newspaper of Iowa County for the year of 2022. We understand we will be compensated for the county's public notice referenced in Chapter 345 of the Code, and we have enjoyed working with your staff over the past year and look forward to continuing your service. And then we have the Minneapolis News, and to the Board of Supervisors, the Minneapolis News wishes to express an appreciation for the county for the business during the past year and request that we again be named the official newspaper for the county during 2022. And then we have the Sycamore Media, which is the Des Moines, goes under the Des Moines County News, and it says, "Dear friends, as required by the Iowa Code, Des Moines County, Iowa hereby makes applications to be renamed an official newspaper for Des Moines County in 2022. Our thanks and appreciation for the cooperation we have from your office during the past year. We look forward to serving you and the county again in 2022. What's your
motion? Second.
Okay. Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
This is a three-lot minor subdivision just south of Burlington, the north east corner of Highway 61 and 60th Street, which is just a little bit north of Spirit Hollow. So this actually involves an auction that took place for this property last month, and it involved it being split into three parts, which were all bid on by separate people. So lot three is about an acre and a half that contains the existing house on 60th Street. Lot two is about 15 acres and it's mostly pasture. There's a little pond just to the east of the house. And then the largest one, lot one, about a little over 25 acres, is cropland that fronts along 61 and a little bit of 60th Street west of the house. In terms of future plans, as far as we are aware, the only proposed change is that the buyer of lot two intends to build a one house on that lot. And as a result, a lot of the discussion on this one centers around access. First, for lot two, Secondary roads indicated that because of site distance issues, the current field easement for that pasture ground would be insufficient for residential driveway entrance, given that it's located along a curve on 60th. Therefore, the requirement is that they would need to have an entrance at the west edge of the lot where it fronts along 60th Street. That would be the only safe location for that to be added, and that the buyer is aware of that. So we've included a condition on the resolution acknowledging that as well. And then also for lot one, initially the buyer, it sounds like, intends to continue to use that for farming. However, we have had interest from at least one person inquiring about potential purchase of that for some other type of development. So we looked into what, if that were to be the case, or even if it were to remain in farm use, what would, in terms of what access requirements there would be, since it fronts along a DOT right-of-way. And so we've determined that they can continue using an access at the northwest corner where they share with a residential driveway just to the north, and that actually corresponds with 115th Street on the west side of the highway. However, they would need to work with DOT if that were to be upgraded in the future for some other type of development. And then, other than that, the DOT would not allow any additional entrances off of 61. And there's also a requirement that there would be no entrances along 60th Street within 150 feet of the DOT right-of-way. And so it sounds like the Secondary Roads Department would allow one entrance off of 60th, but because of that that restriction related to the highway, that leaves about approximately 80-foot stretch just west of Lot 3, which would be the location where that would have to be. So we've included a condition for that on the resolution as well, going forward, where those entrances would need to be. And then other than that, the only other thing, we're adding the standard condition anytime there's a proposed to be a home built in the coming years, that they would need to get a septic permit and have that installed prior to occupation of any new house there. And of course, this is also in the zoning 2 mile area, so that would be subject to our permits as well. Apart from that, it's in the 2 mile area around Burlington. They actually had that on the agenda for the council last night, and that's been approved. That being taken care of, we would just recommend approval of the RAID subdivision with those two conditions pertaining to the access, and then the one about the septic installation.
What's your wishes, gentlemen? You guys go to sleep?
They're both muted at the moment. They might not realize they're still muted.
Kind of peaceful.
Good call, Colin. I didn't realize I was muted. Motion to approve. I've made enough mistakes over the last few years that can Colin just intuits what I'm doing wrong.
Shane's still on there?
Yes, he is. He's muted as well, though.
I'll second it. Can't get a hold of Shane, Sarah?
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Sorry. I was getting my bandage changed. Sorry.
Multitasking.
Thanks for sharing.
Jared, we'll sign the rest of these after the meeting.
Yep.
Okay. You don't want to hold everybody up, it'll all be slow, and I'll go ahead and approve. Okay. Approval of the digital proposal for auditors and recorders. We have here proposals. The auditor and the recorder want to elaborate on this a little bit more for us.
Natalie, you want to go ahead on your portion?
Sure. So there's two different proposals there. One would be for digitizing the deed books and the mortgage books and your index books from Advantage Preservation, I think is the name. And then the other one is from US Imaging, and that would be for the documents we have left over on microfilm. So chose two companies just for the difference in the types of documents. And then, of course, Tyler will also be charging us the additional, I think, $3,600 to upload those into the Eagle Recorder program, which that'll just make it easier for us to get the documents sent out to individuals that request those. They'll be available on Iowa Land Records for the public and to the couple abstract companies that purchase the use of Eagle Recorder will have access to those records. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And
what's the total for the recorder?
I don't know, Jim, what's that say?
What's that?
I don't have the total in my head what it was. Is that?
Well, let's see. I didn't hear what he said, so
he asked what the total was. Sorry, I wasn't prepared with that. 125 maybe?
Looks to me like total price $65,171.87.
But there's another one in there from the US Imaging.
Hang with me there, Colin.
I haven't got anywhere to go. Shame and shame. Right.
How does it feel being online, watching a meeting, drinking a highball?
Nothing we can do.
Total investment on this one here is $64,538.88. And that is on
that's the US Imaging.
US Imaging.
And then
yeah.
Okay. So what'd you say, 64? And the other one was 63?
Yeah.
65.
Okay. Round 120.70.
Round 130. And then the 3600.
With the other software charge.
Tax title
plus 3600 times two.
Yeah. And then Doug's fees.
I'm trying to put all those together.
Oh.
On the recorder, we record documents. Lisa, what do you say? You went to law school, right?
I hope so. We just wanted to get that clear.
I miss you. Barely.
I'd say about 135,000, roughly, give or take.
Okay, you want me to speak about the auditor's portion?
Yeah.
Okay. I got two quotes. Because before my first original quote was way down there, but then I kept adding books to it because I had ArcaSearch and COT Systems both add the recorder's grantor-grantee books because we're looking at our part as a search option, you know, where people actually search for whatever document they actually need for that parcel. These are the older records. So we added all of those grantor-grantee books from the recorder's office with ours, and it ended up with ArcaSearch, it was just a little bit under 82,000. So I got, because of the amount, I got another quote from COT Systems, and theirs came back about 132,000. So I recommend we go with the ArcaSearch one.
Okay, thank you.
And it's much, I mean, COT shows a lot. They showed us some sites where they had the deeds and everything, but it almost looked too messy. and for research, we just went short and
you know, simple. Just to look at the books, so. So I think we'll be happy with ArcaSearch. There are several counties that have used them, so.
So the total is somewhere around 217,000?
Yeah.
Okay. The this is something we've discussed several times as an expenditure of the American Rescue Plan, because this is a direct response to the pandemic. If we put those records online, everybody doesn't have to come down to the courthouse to view those records. And I think it's a great opportunity and a great deal for the county. And the sooner we get it passed, I know we've been pushing the auditor and the recorder to get those numbers for us, and I appreciate them, the time they put into it. But the sooner we get this order, the sooner we get on their calendar, their schedule to get this done. So I would make a motion that we accept both of the bids and instruct the auditor and recorder to contract the digitization for those amounts.
I second that emotion. Let's get on.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Well, you girls have been doing a lot of hard work trying to get that done over the last couple months, so we really appreciate it.
Well, we're just glad to finally be able to tell the companies put us on the list.
Well, it kills two birds with one stone, too, because we've been talking about not having anything other than paper copies in this county for a long time, and not only does this make them available, but it also gives that electronic copy that we don't use everything in a single fire.
Yeah, the preservation of it is...
It's bigger than the accessibility as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
So.
Okay. Moving on to personnel actions. We got a bunch of them here. Okay, the first one is for the county attorney's office. And it's Terry, I can't pronounce?
Cartucci.
Okay, we'll take that. And it's a new hire, salary $72,500, effective 1-3 of 22. Gentlemen?
Move approved.
Second. With pleasure.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Congratulations, Lisa.
Thank you. We are elated to have her.
Oh, bad.
Now we have eight of them for the sheriff, and so what I'd like to do is read them all through and then approve them all at once. The first one is for Monica Ryan, a clerk 2 at the sheriff's office. Previous rate $32,453.60. The new rate is $33,596.25, and this is an anniversary salary adjustment. The next one is salary adjustment is for Dave Hammond. It's promoted to sergeant. Previous rate was $62,809.51. The new rate, $69,718.56. The next one is promotion to lieutenant for Brad Sickford. Previous rate was $69,718.56. The new rate is $76,627.60. The next one is Chad McEwen, promotion to chief deputy. Previous was lieutenant. Previous rate $76,627.60. Starting New rate is $82,988.25. These are all so far effective January 1. Now, we got Keaton Hoshak, and it's a salary adjustment. It's anniversary. His previous rate was $48,784, and new rate is $53,388.05, and that's effective December the 28th. The next one is Blake Chessman, which is a new hire at the 74.77 hours. The starting rate is $47,107.10, and effective date is December 28th on this one. Mark McIntyre, retirement, effective December the 30th, 2021. Next one is Brent Grimshaw, retirement, effective December the 31st, 2021. And them gentlemen did good service while they were on the county. You're going to miss them, but you got some good deputies stepping up, taking their place.
I'd like to move approval eight of those payroll issues that are anyway, if all those people deserve an individual thank you, but this probably isn't the time to go through that. I can't read the whole agenda on my phone anyway, so I'd like to congratulate them all at once, and I'm pleased to make the motion to approve and offer our thanks.
I'm pleased to second.
What's
that, Tom? Let's do it.
Sarah.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Sitting in the fish bowl up there by myself.
Hey, I'm up here.
Well, yeah, you look at her. You better look at than me. Monthly report for November of 2021. And this report will be on file at the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. December the 14th, 2021.
Move the improvement. Second.
Sarah?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. We have any other business?
No, you should have a minutes for the minutes there.
What's that?
That special meeting for the 15th, there's minutes there for that.
Were they in the packet altogether?
No, flip that red page over.
Minutes for the special meeting.
That special meeting.
Right there, yeah.
Oh, right here it is. It's, I crossed both of them out. We have the minutes for the special meeting on December the 15th, 2021.
Motion to approve.
I wasn't there, so I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you was there.
Okay, fine, fine.
You're just missing that.
You know what, it's real easy to be bully while I'm on this phone. I second that.
Sarah?
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. He didn't think he was there, and I didn't see this.
This could be a fun article, this.
Now, do we have any other business?
I have none.
Future agenda items.
What was that?
Future agenda items.
I want to mention something. We need to, even though we've got a million other things going on, I'm going to do some checking, but I think we need to make some headway on our inspection consultant for the pipeline project. I say that because it got brought up with me by the meetings last week by another county engineer that supposedly that consultant can also assist landowners during the negotiation process with the pipeline. I didn't know that, wasn't aware of that. Obviously, we're learning as we go here. So I'm going to reach out to the Iowa Utility Board and find out if that's true. But if that's the case, it would make sense to get something going. So I was going to chase a little bit on a couple of our local consultant that contacted me. And obviously, that'll need to run through the board and everything else. So I just wanted to mention that I think we need to keep that moving in between everything else. And then I will also bring in some quick claim deeds for that right-of-way on Sullivan Slough that we've talked about now for almost 2 years now. So haven't got those done yet. Haven't had time, but I mentioned both of those.
Good. Thanks, Brian.
I'll let you know what I find out. I want to talk to two different consultants. I'll let you guys know more and get the information to you so you guys can make a decision on the consultant for that pipeline.
Well, I like the idea where you take care of landowners too.
Well, and that's the first I've heard of that. I mean, obviously, and I also want to get some clarification on what they're actually inspecting, because there was some stuff I would say inferred at that meeting. I won't say that it was actually stated, but that made me think that they had more responsibility than I would believe they would have. So I want to get a better understanding of what the county hired inspector actually is supposed to be focused on during the construction process. So I'm gonna reach out for some questions.
Okay, I appreciate that. Okay, future agenda items. Committee reports.
I attended the conservation meeting last Tuesday or Wednesday, I guess I don't remember exactly what day it was, and to discuss the budget a little bit. And I attended a Rio Grande Burlington meeting this morning, and there was discussion of the upcoming budget. So that's all I have. It's that season again.
Okay.
Hey, Jimmy?
Yes.
Yeah, I had a meeting too. It wasn't scheduled. It was with a bunch of aliens. They abducted me and took me on their ship. And they put me on this table with a bunch of lights over me and did all these different science projects on me. And they may be coming back. So I just wanted to let everybody know that.
Throw that in the article.
What's the headline? Supervisor
of that. Now be the unofficial paper of that.
You have a different clientele.
Okay, well, I attended that meeting with Tom on the conservation. And, Tom did a good job explaining the budget to him. I will say that. And thank you again, Tom, for doing that. And I had a Southeast Iowa Crime Commission meeting in Fairfield, and she spoke highly of the Des Moines County Sheriff's Department. She likes the way you guys operate. And that's the executive director. And because you guys operate so well, they've nominated me the chairman of the board.
Sorry. Sorry, I said sorry.
So we're going to have a talk about that after a while. So things are going real good there. And then I attended a juvenile detention meeting. And our juvenile detention, even though our jail population down, since first year, we've got 383 beds down at the detention center at a total of $61,280 that the county pays for, which is up a little from last year because it was down last year on account of the COVID and that. And last year it was $58,880. It was 368 last year. So it's doing good there. And so have you ever heard of the train speeding through twice? Because of that, they nominated me the chairman of the board for that committee too. Thank you guys.
I'm trying to pump the brakes a little bit. Yeah.
So, and that's all I had. So, moving on to public input, we'll give you 2 minutes. You, the meeting to call in at 319-753-8203, extension 4, or email board@dmcounty.com. Again, that's 319-753-8203, extension 4, or the email the board@devoinecounty.com, and we'll give you 2 minutes to do that.
I gotcha.
Meanwhile, anybody in here have anything that they need to say?
There's no meeting next week.
No meeting next week. So, a little bit of vacation.
I would add that Judy sent out a countywide email or an invite. We're going to have an open house next Wednesday, the 29th, from 1 to 3 for Brett's retirement and Mark McIntyre's retirement. Yeah. Brett served for nearly 32 years. Brett for nearly 32, Mark for nearly 24. And I'll pass on the thanks, and we will greatly miss them. But everyone's welcome to stop by, and we'll be there from 1 to 3.
Where at?
At the Sheriff's Office.
What day is it again?
Wednesday the 29th.
I'd like to take a moment and wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a wonderful holiday season. And Kevin, I won't be back at that time. Please give my best regards and thanks to Brett and Mark.
I certainly will.
I don't know if I'll be walking at that time, getting around well or not, but I'm expecting to. Goodness gracious, I'll have to do a drive-by.
Ride the ship.
Boy, time goes when you're waiting on it, doesn't it? Slow. Okay, with an aye, we'll be adjourned.
Aye.
Aye, we're out of here. Thanks, everybody, and again, have a good Christmas and a good New Year.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Very good.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations,
sir. Yeah. Should be pretty easy following up Brett.
Wait, it's just Brett.
Yeah.
All I got to do is stay awake.
I mean, that's not too shabby.